We're talking with Corey Booker, the head golf coach at Lakeside today. And Corey, you've had a heck of a ride. Believe it or not, you're going for 6 in a row for the team championship in Sand Green. Kind of talk about the first time the team won the first state championship, and this is hopefully going to be your 6th. Just talk about the run at Lakeside and how it kind of all started.
Well, it all starts with good golfers. That's you got kids that are that practice and work hard at it, and at least, you know, they don't take days off. They like to go play golf, and they actually like to be at practice. So that's where it starts. You got to have kids that are willing to put in the time and the effort, and not just during practice time and school time here. You know, in the off season, they play all summer. So that's where it starts.
Coach, talk about your 3 seniors. They've been there pretty much the last 3 years, and hoping to four-peat as high school golfers on Sand Green course at Cottonwood Falls on Wednesday.
Yeah, Jace Cunningham, who's been back-to-back state championship, he leads the 3 seniors. He's just been real, real consistent for all year long. I'm trying to remember, and don't quote me on this, but I think he's been even par or under at all of our Sand Greens, and the grass green when we went to, he was like 3 over. So he's been real consistent for us all year. Jackson Hardy's been consistent. He's next senior in line, and I think he's averaging about 4 or 5 over on the year per 9 holes. So it'd be 8 over or so on a 18 hole. And been real consistent as well. And then Gabe Smith, the other senior that I have out, has been, he's had a couple of really, really good days. And then he has a couple that have been mediocre for him. But here lately, he's been buckling down and has had a good round. So they have been all consistent all year for me. And good leadership, and they work hard and have good work ethic, and it trickles on down to the younger kids.
Well, Coach, I learned something from you on our phone conversation earlier prior to the interview, that you can only take 5 in Sand Green. So you've got 8 really good golfers. You've won every Sand Green tournament you've been in there. Talk about your other 2 underclassmen that are going to help try to win this sixth championship in a row.
The other 2 that that will be going will be junior Tatum Miller and sophomore Eli Schmidt, and they both have golfed real well all year too. I think Tatum has placed in about every meet this year, maybe 1. Off the top of my head, and so is Eli. The really only bad round that either of them have had was at Riley County earlier, and several of them had a bad day over there. So they've been really, really consistent as well. And then I've had 3 other ones that competed all year. We kind of rotated around with 3 other golfers, Reese Remus, Riker Remus, and Kobe Klein. And so when it came time for state, we just had to have playoffs to see who I could take. So I've had to leave some good golfers home, and I've had to do that the last several years. It's not a lot of fun. I wish I could take them all, but state don't allow it, so we can only take 5.
Well, coaches, we're talking about Sand Greens. There's some perks to play in sand and some oddities and things like that. Kind of talk about practice regiment, how the world you play Sand Greens, and some of the rules and regulations that you don't see on regular grass greens.
Just the biggest rule, the biggest difference between the two is on the putting end of it. There's some other little nuances that I could talk about, but the biggest one is on the putting. You have to drag it smooth, and then you putt on it. You very seldom ever have to worry about a right or left break. You just have to worry about speed, so hitting it hard enough to get it to the hole. But a lot of these golfers that I've had in the past few years are pretty good grass green golfers as well, because when you come into a sand green. It's not very big. So you have to be a little bit more accurate than you do sometimes on grass. So hitting a grass green, you know, it's got a little bigger target, and in some cases, obviously not, but on a sand green, it's pretty small. So you have to line it up. Now, we do use a lot of 8-irons to chip with and let them run up in there, but we also work on wedges and lifting it. Cottonwood Falls has got a couple of holes where they'll have to use their wedge to get it up on the green because they're kind of elevated. So, but the big difference is the putting and learning how to read greens. There's not a lot of green reading in sand. You just kind of have to step up and putt it and get the speed right.
Well, Coach, talk about the tournament itself at Cottonwood Falls. What type of course is it? And then who will rake the greens? The kids rake the greens, the coaches, or do they have volunteers to rake the greens? And will there be markers that will keep score?
Yeah, markers are required by the state, so that's a must, and so they will be having them. As for raking of the greens, most of the times, if there's a group of four, each kid, they just take turns raking. So in one round, you might rake it twice. So it's not that you have to do a lot of extra raking for it, but you will have some. Coaches can rake, the markers can rake. Sometimes schools have kids that'll come out and do the raking after you're done. But most of the time when you do that, you get too many people out around the green, and it can be kind of hectic. Cottonwood Falls is a par 33. They only have one par 5 on the course. Rest in, like, I think 4 par 3s. So it is a little shorter course. If you slice on that course, you're out of bounds on most all of the holes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all of those you'll be out of bounds if you slice even a little bit. So it still comes down to hitting the ball straight, just like it does on grass. You just have to be accurate with your tee shots and accurate with your approach shots and let it play as it plays.
Well, Coach, the Lister boys from Riley County have been chasing Jace Cunningham most of their life and have come a couple times. Anybody else that's going to challenge him for the individual title?
Kid from Rock Hills, Ethan Worth, has been fairly consistent throughout the year and has done, you know, fairly well, and kind of pushes him a little bit. Other than that, I don't think there's been any that have been real close. Eli's pushed him in a couple of meets from our own team, so we've had a little bit, but he's just been real consistent, and he don't make a lot of mistakes. He hits the ball pretty straight and keeps it in play all the time, which is what you have to do to score well.
Well, Coach, we'll have Rock Hill there, St. John's, and what are the other teams fairly close to Lakeside Downs that will be competing on Wednesday?
Tipton will be there. Logan will be there. Lincoln has a team there. Couple of kids from Pike Valley. So there, a lot of the schools are from our area. We're kind of the big region for sand green still at this point. And it seems to be that the state's going to let us keep playing sand greens as long as we want to. They don't, you know, they don't go out of their way. That we only get 10 medals and I think one team trophy, whereas all the other classes have 20 medals. So it is a little bit different, but they're still letting us play it as long as we got teams in the area that are wanting to play. Oh, a new one we added this year was Clifton Clyde. They're also not playing sand greens.
Well, Coach, as you and I know, that the tournament got moved from Tuesday, tomorrow, to Wednesday, and you guys will be getting send-off today at 11:15, and hope things go well. You bring home that state championship sand green trophy for the sixth time of the year, and hopefully Jace or Eli can be individual champion, and when you get kids as good as you do, it's quite a ride, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. I just make sure I get them to where they're supposed to be on time and just let them go. They don't need a whole lot of coaching. They go play and they can kind of figure it out. If they want some advice, I'll give it to them. But most of the time, they just need to go play and get after it. And they're pretty good kids and a lot of fun to be around.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and your team. This has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94 Z96.3 Sports.